It has been kind of a slower trickle this time round, you know. It's funny because Vegas has been absolutely invaded by cowboys. The American National Rodeo Finals is all the rage here in the early part of the week. But we're expecting the kind of the Green Brigade to kind of come in and join in that kind of the atmosphere that's there right now. I don't think we're expecting similar numbers to the summer. You know, there were a lot of factors at play when that mass invasion happened for what was a great night in McGregor's career when he took the interim title against Chad Mendes. You know, you had a lot of Irish students over here on J-1 visas. You had a lot of people who built their kind of summer holiday plans around it. With this fight being so close to Christmas, I'm not sure, and I don't think UFC powers that be are so sure that there will be quite that kind of level of almost, I think that night was almost 70-30, you know, in terms of Irish fans. I think we're expecting to be a little bit less so, but look, nonetheless, even tonight here, kind of late Wednesday night, Las Vegas time, you're kind of seeing more Irish people turning up at the receptions of the hotels. You know, they're starting to check in bigger numbers.
That night in July against Mendes, it reminded me of like a European Championships or a World Cup or something. There mightn't be as many going this time, but there still will be quite significant numbers. It's obviously not cheap to go to Las Vegas from Ireland. What do you think is it about McGregor that inspires that kind of devotion?
There's an incredible... devotion is the very word, Kevin. Like, there's just a real electricity about him. There's something that has kind of attracted the masses. Look, Ireland as a country, we've never been shy of jumping on a sporting bandwagon. That's never been an issue. And bandwagons have been a recession-proof form of transport. Like, but nonetheless, you're right. Especially with the exchange rates the way they are, it's even more expensive than usual coming out here to Las Vegas. But McGregor has tapped into something. You just don't see the kind of level of devotion that the fans have for him in a lot of modern sport, you know? Like, and the thing is, every time he has paid them back in kind, he has delivered every single time. Since he kind of burst on the scene first in April kind of 2013, he has delivered with just spectacular knockouts, just incredible performances. The performances and the build-up, you know, he loves the kind of bravado and the bragging. He likes the fighting talk. He likes all of that side of things, and they love that too, you know. But at the end of the day, what do fans want? Fans want winners, and so far, you know, he's undefeated. But now he goes up against a guy who hasn't been defeated in 10 years. You know, this is the real test for him.
Yeah, well, that was going to be my next question. Can McGregor continue to deliver? Can he beat this guy?
Well, look, no one has beaten this guy for over a decade. You know, no one has ever beaten this guy in the UFC. In the history of the UFC, he's the only featherweight champion. You know, it's incredible. But nonetheless, Jose Aldo had to pull out of that fight in July because of a rib injury. There was a lot of kind of feelings in the McGregor camp that he might not turn up at all. He is kind of that little bit older. You know, there's a lot of question marks, you know, but nonetheless, you look at that record, 10 years undefeated. A lot's going to count on a fast start for McGregor. He's predicted that, you know, he can kind of get to Aldo early, and Aldo hasn't fought for 14 months. No matter how much training and conditioning you do, you got to imagine that there's plenty of ring rust there. Can he do it? I certainly think he can. You know, he looks in better shape than he's ever been. What was very interesting here on Wednesday in the final press conference, we saw a brand new McGregor. He was calm. He was cool. There was none of the braggadocio. There was none of the bravado of before. He was just very clinical, and he said, you know, he just said that this is going to be his night. He is going to bring in the dawn of a new era, and if he can get on top early, then, you know, you'd have to think that, again, he's going to give the fans everything that they've come here for.